From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Mason here, September 1st. The market read in 5. Let's start with the headline number. Let's get into it. First, from Pristine Capital, USIC portfolio plus 21% in August. The past few years have been quite a ride, with returns like 39.1% in 2025 and a whopping 254% in 2024. It's clear that the team is getting back on track, and there's a sense of excitement about what 2026 could bring. Keep an eye on the ISM manufacturing report coming out tomorrow morning. It might give us more clarity on the economic landscape. Just a little something to keep in mind. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Next, second, from Norway Stocks, Gullinbursti Dividend Portfolio August 2026 update. Gullinbursti's portfolio saw a solid gain of plus 5.36% in August, outpacing the OSX gross return index by 0.40 percentage points. 8 out of 9 holdings contributed positively, with Okia, Panoro Energy, and DNO leading the way. Since its inception in April 2025, Gullinbursti has returned plus 66.69%, significantly ahead of the benchmark's plus 47.27%. Dividends accrued in August amounted to NOK 12,160, with SED Energy Holdings, DNO, and Constellation Oil Services making notable contributions. The portfolio now holds about NOK 188,049 in cash, providing flexibility for future opportunities. Okia was the standout performer, gaining plus 13.99%, supported by a strong Q2 report. Panoro and DNO also showed robust returns, with Panoro's production increasing and DNO demonstrating strong cash flow despite challenges in Kurdistan. This tool will streamline updates on portfolio performance and investment cases, making it easier to track changes and opportunities. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Up next, third, from Kevin Edman, inflation, housing, and tariffs. I have written before about how rent inflation has been biasing monetary policy to be too tight for the past 30 years. Under shortage conditions, rent inflation comes mostly from land rents. It isn't related to the relative cost of production. High land rents don't lead naturally to lower prices in other categories, because they aren't related to the production of anything. High rents are caused by not producing homes where locations have value. Land rents are a transfer, not earnings. They shouldn't be included in your price inflation analysis any more than muggings or gifts should be. And then, fourth, from Kathleen Hayes, Frenkel, Walsh signals back to basics, stresses price stability key to reaching all Fed goals. As Kevin Walsh got ready to give to his first speech as Federal Reserve Chair at the Kansas City Fed's annual Jackson Hole Symposium, a lot was riding on what policy path he would lean toward and what words he would use to explain it. This after his first two FOMC meetings were widely criticized for a lack of clear communication on these questions. Enter Jacob Frenkel, who has attended the KC Fed Symposium for more than 4 decades. How does this one-time chief economist at the IMF and two-term Bank of Israel governor rate Walsh's performance? It was a very important and good speech. Next, fifth, from Matthew Klein. Rising bond yields are good, actually. Yields on longer-term US bonds are now high enough that Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent feels compelled to lecture traders that they are misunderstanding the fundamentals. Beyond the patronizing language, he has also increased the Treasury's buyback program, which will marginally reduce the volume of long bonds 20-plus year in circulation while boosting the supply of bills and slash or banks deposits held at the Federal Reserve. So far, none of this has worked, and Bessent has since claimed that he was just trying to let market participants know that things maybe aren't a one-way trip. Up next, 6th, from Bloomberg Markets. India stock auction needs market makers as price swings persist. India's new closing system saw a hefty $4.2 billion in stock trades tied to MSCI index rebalancing on Monday. However, the persistent price swings that have been a headache since its launch are still very much in play. This highlights a significant hurdle for the system's future, the absence of market makers. Without these players, the market struggles to stabilize, which could impact investor confidence and overall market efficiency. As the market continues to navigate these challenges, it's clear that addressing the need for market makers will be crucial for the system's long-term viability. And then, 7th, from Bloomberg Markets, chain shares plunge in HK debut after rocky road to IPO. Shane struggled in its Hong Kong debut, with shares falling as much as 10% to HK$43.72 in early trading before pairing losses. Bloomberg's Winnie HSU reports from the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. Source, Bloomberg. Next, 8th, from Bloomberg Markets. South Korea plans up to 222.8 trillion won in 2027 bond issuance. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.